Proclamation number 7068 dated the March 19, 1958. The last disciples' ordeal at the time of the Antitrust. And once again, like in the past, my own will be persecuted for the sake of my name. As yet you are still at liberty to proclaim the gospel. As yet you can still stand up for me in my name without being restricted. As yet you are not opposed by any authority prohibiting your speeches and activities. But the time will come when you will no longer be able to work in freedom. Instead, you will only be able to work secretly for me and my kingdom. Hence you should use the time well and thus work and be active as long as it is still day. You don't know what it means for you to be able to speak with complete freedom and not have to fear that your work for me will be impeded. And therefore you should fight with the sword of your tongue. You should seize every opportunity to bring my word and thus the eternal truth close to people, and you should also work through the strength of my name. You should mention Jesus Christ's act of salvation and proclaim him everywhere, for wherever people exist without faith in the divine Redeemer there is barren land. And you shall bring them life, you shall eagerly proclaim my word, because you will not have much time left to work so freely amongst your fellow human beings. Once the Antichrist appears you, too, my servants, will be deprived of this freedom. Although your activity should not end, you should nevertheless carry out your vineyard work with greatest caution and wisdom, which you certainly will be able to do with my strength. That which seems questionable to you today will become reality at the time when he comes to power. Yet even then I will need courageous confessors of my name who will not fear the world and its rulers and openly take responsibility for their actions when they are being held to account. What once happened to my disciples will also happen to you, whom I have chosen as my last disciples in order to spread my gospel. But I also assure you of my protection, and again I say to you, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, for I shall put the words into your mouth. Single quote. And so you need not fear the earthly authority as long as you call me myself to your side, for then I myself will answer them and they will not find any reason to take action against you, until your mission is fulfilled, which is entirely decided by me alone and not by those ruling powers who are also subject to me and my will. Consequently, you will also understand that the work that has been carried out for me in advance will contribute towards strengthening the faith of people who are still weak, and that therefore not enough groundwork can be done by you, so that people will then stand up to the pressures of the Antichrist, who indeed wants to prevent them from their spiritual striving but will never achieve it with those who have already found living faith in me. For they will form a wall against which he will fight in vain, which he will be unable to sway. But he will have an easy game with those who merely possess conventional faith, which they will renounce without a fight in view of my adversary's brutal measures. For these people are weak and also without light. They don't know about the strength of my name, about the strength of a living faith and about the strength and might of a God who is Lord over life and death. However, as long as you have the opportunity of free speech and free activity, you should proclaim me in my love and might to fellow human beings. You should preach my teaching of love to them and inform them of the forthcoming time during which they can only survive in profound faith in me and Jesus Christ, which will result in victory for all those who loyally stand by me and also openly profess me in my name before the world when this avowal is demanded of them. But you should also warn them of the near end so that they will know how worthless it is to yield to the enemy's pressure, to the adversary's demands, for the sake of material possessions. for no one may take pleasure in his supposed possessions for long, because the Antichrist's time will be limited, and therefore also that of his followers. Since for the sake of my chosen few I will shorten the days and bring his activity to an end. And therefore you, who eagerly serve me in these last days, can no longer lose anything but only gain indescribably much. For if you are persecuted for the sake of my name, you, as my true disciples, will nevertheless still save souls which take refuge in your camp. And the fate of you all will truly be a far more glorious one than you can ever be offered in an earthly way by those who try to force you into betraying me. For I myself am with everyone who fights for me, and I will truly lead you to victory. Amen.